Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Monday, 12-12, the 12th day of December 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up today, wow, there's just so much incredible news here that we're going to be breaking down. Glenn Spencer joins us for 30 minutes in the next hour. Really one of the leading experts on what's happening with the border in this country and the North American Union security perimeter being set up. Big developments where drones, including Predator drones, are being used by police departments with the Air Force for things like hunting deer out of season or speeding in the Dakotas, but they won't use them on the borders to stop the drugs being brought across and other things. Of course they won't, because they're laundering that drug money through big U.S. banks. And then in studio, pharmacist and individual who's just got amazing information. Aaron Dykes has followed it along with other research he's done. And I don't know, lost like 50, 60 pounds. It's incredible. I've been just following it really more intensely for about a month, and I've already lost 10 pounds. Just incredible. But it's not just about weight loss. It's about health. Ben Fuchs is here in Texas. He'll be in studio with us today in the third hour. Okay, that said, wow, what incredible amounts of news we've got here. We've got the military and different paramilitary forces being trained and prepared for the American people. I have a stack of news along that front. TSA thought woman's back brace was a money belt. We're beginning into that. LA Times, police employ Predator drones, spy planes on home front. Air Force against the American people. Oh, yeah, when Texas got six new $600,000 speedboats, I had the headline, Texas Navy expanded in war against population. Because that's what it is. It's all about keeping us safe. Yeah, well, you put the fluoride in the water and the GMO. No, you may be told that as your little propaganda operating system in your mind, but that's not what's happening. U.S. protest boosts sales and fears of sonic blaster, laser blasters, sound blasters, microwave blasters. They're all getting delivered to be used against the enemy. That's us, the American people. Here's another one. Police to test laser that blinds rioters. Continuing here. Along these lines, undercover cops spied on occupied LA in search of domestic terrorists. Raw story. That is all coming up here on the broadcast today. And then, of course, from the desk of Infowars.com and Paul Watson, report Iran to practice closing Strait of Hormuz. They've already threatened it. Some estimates are $200 to $500 a barrel. Closure of key choke point would send oil prices skyrocketing $300 to $500 a barrel, the headline reads. We'll be going over that report coming up in the next segment. Also, U.S. NATO troops reported on Jordan's border with Syria. Well, they've already brought in NATO al-Qaeda forces in mass into the country. So we're going to be breaking that down as well. And continuing, Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. That's Senator Levin coming out and saying that. And the reason this is important, in fact, I forgot to do this. During the break, will you guys print the thing from 2 weeks ago? White House lawyers, president has power to kill citizens. Because I want to, all these civil liberty groups are like, oh, he says he'll veto it. Turns out he had the provision to indefinitely detain Americans put in. So you can have his cake and eat it, too. We'll break that down and a lot more coming up. Key transmission straight ahead. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ben Fuchs with amazing information joining us in studio in the last hour today. It is 12-12, the 12th day of December, 2011. I am your host, Alex Jones. We've got Glenn Spencer, who has been exposing our open borders and the North American Union plan for more than two decades. And now it is all completely in everyone's face. They've announced the North American security perimeter. They have announced through a new border deal the integration of all three countries, just as they started Europe as a so-called trade deal, then a border security deal. And even 15 years ago, if you talked about a European Union, you were called a conspiracy theorist in Europe. They kept saying, no, it's not a union. No, it's not a union. It's just an economic development zone. It's an agreement on steel tariffs. It's an agreement on security. It's an agreement on integration for the flow of goods and services. And then 2 years ago, Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU, we played the clips here, comes out and says, we're setting up world government through this economic crisis. And they had the outgoing British Prime Minister Gordon Brown come out and say the same thing, played that clip. Al Gore said the same thing, played that clip. George Soros said the same thing, played that clip. I mean, I played clip after clip. They're in fall of the Republic. Clip after clip, clip after clip. And we should probably do another newscast on the nightly news and then re-air it here. Just showing all the announcements of world government and how they were going to set it up and how they were going to use derivatives and economic implosion. And then now here's the world government. I would talk about this. I had Nightline here. Was it earlier this year or late last year? I don't remember. And they're like, so you believe there's a world government being formed by megabanks? And I said, no, I don't believe it. That's like saying I believe in Lucky Charms. No, I know that world government's being set up, and I'd like to come show you some clips. And the anchor of ABC Nightly News, who was here, he's the weekend anchor, he said, I'm not going to look at it. And I said, come on. He said, okay. And I played some New World Order world government clips. And he said, well, they're talking about a different type of world government, and smiled at me. And then I went to dinner with his crew, and they were all nice people, nice on the surface, but it was just, it's still funny to them. And of course, they were nice to me because, oh, you're very successful. You reach millions of people. You know, I mean, at that colleague level, they were nice to me and were respectful. But it was, they knew they worked for one system, and I worked for what they call the losers, the American people, people that want freedom. You know, to them, it's a foregone conclusion, world government. But then they know they're not supposed to admit it's going on or say it's a bad thing. And it was really creepy. And the piece they did wasn't even that negative. It was just, here's a guy who believes in world government, and but he believes it, and it's only his belief, and basically it isn't true. So they just have that appeal to authority that we're ABC News, and we believe if we just make fun of this guy, people will listen to us, and that's not really the case anymore. That's not really the case anymore. You know, I raised the North American Union issue because Paul Watson's written articles out of quotes in major European newspapers where people like Etienne Davignon, the head of the Bilderberg Group, Viscount Etienne Davignon, and others say, we set up the euro to take over the sovereign countries through financial debt. You can pull these quotes up, and founders of the euro from 1957, quotes in the 80s and 90s, one is in the BBC about, we set it up to take over and get rid of the country's sovereignty. I mean, I was listening to Bloomberg Financial TV on XM a few weeks ago, driving along at about 11 o'clock at night, been working late, and I actually heard them all, I've heard it many times, say, yeah, it's undemocratic what we're setting up in Europe. And, yeah, Wall Street and the big mega banks are actually taking it over and getting rid of their sovereignty. And that's actually a good thing that people not be able to vote their way out of this once they're into this. And they went on and basically just bragged that there's now going to be a move. And then I went home and pulled it up. It was in the news. To get rid of the football teams, the national football teams, being named after Italy or Spain or Germany or France or the Netherlands or England, but they're now going to have Euro, you know, T-Rex, Euro Crusader, Euro, whatever the mascot is. They're debating making the teams not have the name of Spain or Italy or England, but have a new name. Like you get rid of the Houston Oilers and you call them, the Texas Titans, but it won't be Texas Titans. It would be EU Titans. Because they don't want any form of nationalism. Because the system they're replacing the nationalism with has none of the checks and balances that were built in to that national system. It's not saying that national system was perfect. It varies country to country. But under this new global system, there's nothing to even identify. It's just these corporate boards that tell the nation states what to do and are now going to get rid of them. They're saying, don't worry about the new EU unelected bureaucracy because we're just going to start phasing out your state governments within your national government and then cut back the size of your national government and finally just get rid of it. And make it administrative. In fact, I covered this 2 weeks ago. It's actually back there in the control room. Will somebody go get me The Economist? It's back there in the other control room, or maybe in my office now. It's somewhere. No, I think it's back in the control room. I showed it on TV, but I want to show it to you here because I keep remembering it and then wanting to show it to you. It's here in the office. Again, I showed it on TV, the quotes. If you're a new listener, it's It's this month's Economist, or is it last month? I know it's got a jungle on the cover. And it says, well, yes, autocratic technocrats are taking over, and rule by experts is the way to go, not national auto-determination. And, of course, that's a quote by David Rockefeller in the 90s when he thanks the media attendees. What was it, 1992, in D'Avignon, France? And he says to him, you know, the rule of central bankers and finance capitalists is much, much, much more to be desired, to paraphrase it, than the auto-determination of NATO states, of, it's a Freudian slip, of nation states. And of course, then they set up NATO to militarily take over that. That's why I had the NATO point. But Sarkozy, we need Britain, but there are no two Europes. And, of course, that's because Cameron is preparing to defend his veto. You see, England, since the Treaty of London in the 1947, and then they had 10 years later the Treaty of Rome in 1957, which I've read, and you can read, it's online, that created the European Economic Community. Oh, you found it. Thank you. And once they had set that up, then they could start having the traitors in the governments transfer the power out to the unelected bureaucracies. And now they're to the point where Lord Monckton has corrected me, and the London Telegraph has also come out with the numbers. 82% of all national laws in the United Kingdom, Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales, you name it, all those sub-states, 82% of all of their laws are now made, this is key, are now made by the unelected bureaucracy of the European Union. And your country, just like in the UN model of NGOs, gets to elect members of the EU Parliament, but the EU Parliament can only debate things and put a recommendation to the permanent bureaucracy, and all of them are either eugenicist scientists or Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, or Bank of England types. All of them. And then now they're saying, well, Spain's not doing what we want, Italy's not doing what we want, Ireland's not doing what we want, we're just going to put our new leader in. And you see this in Greece, you see this in Italy, where they actually put members of the European Central Bank from the bureaucracy, and it's admitted in the news, they say, rule by bankers. Now, I have here in my hands the articles where Cameron's coming out against this, and why is he doing this? Well, it's a sophisticated double game. The elites in England help set up, on record, the European Union with the Treaty of London and the Treaty of Rome. And now Germany and France want this expanded super euro to actually have some power by Germany and France, not just by the bureaucracy. And so Cameron is saying, no, I'm going to veto this. Because they want basically pure banker power, and for it to stay in the city of London, within London, the financial district, instead of going to Luxembourg and other areas, and then some of the Frankfurt in Germany, some of the other big financial centers. So that's the whole debate. And I saw a Time magazine headline last night. It was such deception. It said, Cameron Buck, City of London. And I thought, man, I must be living in the Twilight Zone. That's a very bold lie. So I even went and looked up the British papers. They admitted defending the City of London's hegemonic control over world finance. Cameron, you know, outrages Sarkozy and Merkel. Every article, just hundreds of them linked there. And I read five or six just to make sure I was correct. Man, I tell you, they feed us pure disinformation here in the U.S. Yeah, here's that Economist. And this was the November 19th or 25th edition. It's weekly. The magic of, it goes through how migrant business networks are reshaping the world. That's the cover. And then it's got the quotes about getting rid of sovereignty and freedom. How great it is.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
When the food collapse happens, if trucks stop delivering food to supermarket shelves tomorrow, what will you do? How well is your family prepared for a food crisis? How long will you survive? Getting a biodome which produces food for you and your family year-round, even in the dead of winter, is easy, cheap, and extremely liberating. Find out how in an all-new webinar at DomeRevolution.com. Biodome expert Casper Pustaski shows you the three actions you must start taking right now to start preparing your family for food shortages and survive the economic collapse. How to quickly and easily build your own geodesic biodome. DomeRevolution.com. You'll find out how to use aquaponics to literally have an automated food supply which grows you food year-round. How to grow extremely nutrient-dense food and use the secrets of biodynamics to restore completely dead soil. Get prepared. Watch the Biodome webinar. Go to DomeRevolution.com and sign up now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping
perfectly still. We are seeing incredible historical things unfold right now. I mean, here's the headline, Sarkozy: we need Britain, but there are no two Europes. French President Nicolas Sarkozy admitted on Monday the European Union was now a two-speed alliance, but insisted that Britain would not be forced out of the bloc single market. No, why should you? You're already making 82% of the laws in England. The members of the UK's delegation to the EU Parliament admit they don't have any power in it. So, of course, I mean, you've already basically taken England over. And people say, well, wait a minute, you were just saying England helped set up the EU. The elites, the globalists, the imperialists, the anti-free market monopoly men have used England and its military and its people as an engine of global domination for 300 years. And it's the same thing now with the United States the last 50 or 60. We are controlled by these special interests. And right now, they're just different arms of the same system jockeying with what's left of national sovereignty and different sub-elites for who is going to come out on top. But they agree on the global government. They agree on destroying the family. They agree on the carbon taxes. They agree on getting rid of their borders. They're just using the vestiges of national sovereignty to try to get better positions on each other. This is how they're developing the New World Order. David Cameron, UK Prime Minister, will on Monday defend his decision, that's today, to veto a new EU treaty to enforce fiscal discipline in the Eurozone amid warnings from his coalition deputy that it could leave Britain isolated and marginalized. And this is austerity. And they don't cut you, even your private pension funds. The government is taking them over in Portugal and other areas. And use that to pay off government debts. That, of course, that's pure thieving as well. It's given to the mega banks that set up the euro and who created the derivatives. Most of this, over 90%, is their debt. And the only country to say no, and I know I talk about this a lot because it's key, is Iceland. For over a year, they protested, they demonstrated, they stopped paying their regular taxes, they started taking over banks and sit-ins. The police figured out they had no future. They got behind the people. Game over. And overnight it turned out, oh my gosh, when they finally forced the finance minister out, 90 plus percent, was it 92, 93%, was not owed by the people, the 400,000 of Iceland and of Reykjavik, their main capital city that has most of the population in it. They were not debt serfs. See, the globalists wanted to bring them into debt to get all their natural gas, their oil, their incredible resources. That if you break it down, each Icelander is worth tens of millions of dollars. If you just look at what's been discovered in natural resources and fishing and oil and metals and everything. But the bankers wanted to get them into bondage. So they had their finance minister get deep into debt, investing the country in derivatives and tying the country's overall wealth and debts into the private banking consortium and the Bank of England's own debts. And then the media in Iceland played along with the hoax and said, oh, my gosh, you all owe around $400,000 apiece. And England had headlines, remember last year, of Icelanders are terrorists, may not be allowed to fly on British Airways or ever go to the continent of Europe if they don't pay their debt. And they just said, we don't owe it, we know it's a fraud, and then it all came out it wasn't their debt. Came out earlier this year, what, back in January, that Ireland, fastest growing, best position in Europe, entered the euro after multiple votes, finally voted themselves in. Most countries didn't have that choice. If you believe the election, they voted it in by a narrow margin after trouncing it just a year before. And suddenly they go, you know what? You aren't doing well. You are bankrupt, and we've got to raise your taxes. And then even their own finance minister came out and said, it's best for Ireland to be run by foreign banks. That was a quote on TV, and the BBC carried it. Just plain view. It's best to be run by foreign banks. And it turned out there again, 90-plus percent of the debt was not Irish debt. Their government signed them on to too big to fail. Remember too big to fail in Europe and here? Now you never hear about too big to fail. You never hear about the tens of trillions of debt we've been signed on to. The 1,500 quadrillion. Total. No. It's always about, oh, we have a $14.5 trillion debt. We've given the banks over $28 trillion in bailouts we know of. $16 trillion of it going to foreign banks. Oh, but you never hear about that. You only hear about how you've got to have your taxes raised. You've got to pay more for your water and your power. You've got to do all this for austerity. Now, when we come back, here's the big report, the big news. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. They wanted it in the bill.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame.
Monday through Friday,
Socialist States of America.
From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time, thank you so much for joining us. In my hot little hand, we have some interesting information, and I'm going to be doing more on this later in the broadcast today. Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, is coming to Austin on Tuesday. And, you know, I'm not afraid to go down there and protest him myself. I don't like getting in the presence of these wicked, wicked devils anymore. And he certainly is as wicked as the day is long. It's just that, it's not that I'm even so much tired, but that it is mentally painful to actually gaze upon them. When Attorney General Janet Reno came to the University of Texas and spoke in the big auditorium, I got up and got up to the microphone because I knew how to sit down towards the front and jump up when they went to questions. And I was third or fourth asking questions, and I brought up the congressional hearings had shown that Delta Force was there shooting the Davidians and that the FLIR footage showed it. And it made Reuters, AP, and a bunch of other publications. And, of course, there's famous footage of that online where she starts shaking uncontrollably. That was before she really had the Parkinson's bad and before they had said that in the media. And she wasn't shaking. I started asking the question, and, boy, her hands were just shaking full on. Then she gave me this demonic smile. But I have got so much to do. I've got the nightly news tomorrow. I've got all of it. But I'll probably end up going down there. Everybody needs to be there. And obviously, as soon as I get there, they'll have cops sit on both sides of me. And they'll try to tell me that I'm not allowed to get up and ask questions. And they'll let all the other media in, but it'll try to stop us. So we're just going to call UT. They always have a big setup of media down front. We'll call the media, call the UT media department, and say we're on the local radio, 590 AM, and we're on local TV, and we're media. You can't block us. We're coming down there with our cameras. And, of course, there's no rule against videotaping, but they always have control freaks tell you you can't. They can't stop all of us with our iPhones, the rest of it. Be there tomorrow. And I've been on the University of Texas website. They do not say when he is going to be there. They say doors open at 5:15. So I would imagine that probably means he's speaking at 6 or 7. Just get down there at 5:15 and get in the front first couple rows. Attorney General Eric Holder, you know, the guy caught lying to Congress and shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. CBS News got the memos last week, or a week and a half ago now. Oh, the guy who wanted to run a false flag terror attack that got thousands of Mexicans killed, hundreds of Americans, including three police officers and three Border Patrol. It's up to six now. And we all know the six cops is better than 1,000 Mexicans or 100 Germans or 10,000 Chinese or 10 million Mexicans or 10 million Americans. Of course, I'm being sarcastic there, ladies and gentlemen. The life of a U.S. citizen, a Mexican citizen, a Russian citizen is just as valuable as a police officer or Border Patrol. But the media normally hypes it up, though, when cops get killed. And it's terrible when police get killed. The point is that why aren't they talking more about this time? Because they don't want it discussed. Attorney General Eric Holder is scheduled to speak to University of Texas students on Tuesday evening. This little visit is from the Republicans, is sure to garner a much positive media attention and buzz from students. But there are many reasons we can't let the Obama administration message to these young minds go unchallenged. Here are three offhand. This is the Travis County Republican Party. Mr. Holder is against Texas drawing up its own redistricting plan. He aggressively opposes the voter ID bill our elected legislator passed this season. And get this, he is for plans to involve the United Nations in elections in the U.S. Yeah, that was in AP and Reuters last year talking about Arizona. Now, let's stop there. Isn't it funny? The Republican Party of Texas and of Travis County does not mention here Fast and Furious, does not mention lying to Congress, does not mention that. They're telling Travis County Republican Party people and the young Republicans to go down there and protest him over redistricting and a bunch of inner party garbage. How about you go down there and say you are a criminal who's been caught perjuring to Congress and caught shipping guns into Mexico and narcotics back into this country? I'm glad that Richard Reeves, who works here in the office, brought this to my attention. I didn't know about this. I'm glad listeners emailed him. I guess the rest of us missed it. But we have some other articles about it we can put on screen here. There's an Austin American Statesman article on it and a couple others. It says, University of Texas welcomes U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to Austin. Isn't that just precious? And it goes on. We're going to track more of this and learn more. Come and take a stand against the Obama administration and let's change some minds about elections integrity. And it goes on from there in this piece to say, don't forget our Christmas party, the Republican Christmas party, blah, blah, blah. Hey, Andy Hogue, communications director, Travis County Republican Party at andy.tcrp@gmail.com. How about, oh yeah, print that off for me. Thank you. Or blow it up so I can read it. Thanks. How about you go down there and go after him on something that makes Watergate look like an act of saving the children or something. Again, it says the doors will open at 5:15 p.m. Large bags, backpacks, and cameras will not be allowed in the auditorium. There will not be a reception following the program. Ah, isn't that just precious? But you know, ABC, CBS, and NBC Local, they'll all be in there because they're dutiful little servants who will show his anti-gun, anti-Texas, anti-national sovereignty UN speech about having the UN run our elections. The UN that runs around murdering people worldwide and is routinely caught doing it. And my head is spinning at this point. Well, they can't stop your iPhones. You know, I'm not a litigious person, but Rob Dew here in my office is suing Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for arresting him for no reason at the G20. He has it all on tape. He's up on a hilltop videotaping him, billy clubbing women on bicycles for no reason, students who dare eat in the park at 8 o'clock at night. And they come up and arrest him and then go tie him up at a military base all night in the rain, basically, while they strip searched other people and laughed at him. And he saw trucks driving in with people with bags over their heads. And, I paid for the lawyer and stuff with the case. But then he went ahead with Stuart Rose and filed suit against him. But you know what? I need to call University of Texas and say, you know, you're taxpayer funded, you group of larcenous crooks at the top with your $100 billion permanent fund and all the rest of it. We know you're a big Ponzi scheme there, giving people degrees they'll never be able to use on average, and that the football thing is the only thing that, you know, even operates at the university as a front. It's certainly not the university my grandfather went to and ran track for and was roommates with. Who was the – it's just an interesting factoid. Who was the Dallas Cowboys first coach? Tom Landry. Yeah, he was roommates with Tom Landry. I mean, I'm nothing against University of Texas. I've had family going there since it was founded. But it's not the University of Texas anymore. It's nothing but an envelope, a Ponzi scheme to have media takeovers, football team purchases, baseball team purchases. It's just a front. It's just another leveraged buyout hedge fund. And this hedge fund, with their chancellor and the rest of them who sit around at their board meetings in giant gold thrones. I'm not kidding. Look up their meeting room online. They sit around in gold thrones, jacking up the parking and the tuition and everything else. And then they're saying no cameras will be allowed because we're God. Just 5 years ago, cameras were allowed. They won't be able to stop everybody going in with your iPhones and your droids. They're not going to be able to stop you. They don't want people seeing his lordship be heckled. Nothing embarrassing for him. Nothing can embarrass his lordship. Everybody's got to be down there tomorrow. Oh, man. It's very painful to be around sniveling university police on power trips and the political department's little minders that in their little suits who are practicing boot licking and all the rest of the sycophantic groveling that these little pimps engage in. Again, it's just being around them and looking at them is so disgusting. And to watch Holder slink in like the dirty mobster he is, it just grates on me. I need anger management. I don't need to be in their proximity. And so I'm leaving it open, but I have a sneaking suspicion I'm not going to be able to control myself. I'm going to have to go down there because I can only take so much of this. And I was going to get into the other big news here, but this really blindsided me during the break, being given this information. And I feel physically ill right now, even imagining them, watching the cops, how they get off on acting like you're evil and you're a terrorist, and getting off on kissing up to the corruption and all of the political prostitutes that are in the LBJ school of public affairs. And all the CFR and Trilateral Commission that are in that nest, and the former NSA development, and all of them, the former NSA directors there, all there just loving the evil. I mean, it's like being able to teleport back in time and going to a Nuremberg Nazi rally in 1937. I mean, I know these are evil people. This is the eugenics ruling class that is designing the GMO to sterilize us and give us cancer. That's putting the hundreds of toxic poisons in the water, including radioactive isotopes, on record. That is running UN extermination and sterilization programs worldwide. To be in the same room with the main architect of the Oklahoma City bombing, it is... I deserve a few fringe benefits. I mean, I've been on the front lines for a long time. And I fight hard. I work 10 to 12 to 14 to 16 to 18 to sometimes 24 hours a day. On average, I probably work 14 hours, 16 hours a day. And I as a general in the fight for liberty, sometimes I just don't want to be near the devil. I do not like it. And it is painful to watch all those people kiss the butt of a murderer. I just don't like it. I'll be honest with you. I bet Arde Saveda will be there, looking on adoringly. They all just worship power. You know, those aren't just words. Attorney General, nobody else wants to say them. He's a murderer for shipping the thousands of guns into Mexico, knowingly killing people, including police officers. And he's a liar, and he's committed perjury. But he ran the cover-up of Oklahoma City and ran the federal agents that we know were there on the ground, and we have their hotel receipts. And we carry the new film that just came out, A Noble Lie, that breaks it all down and has the interview with the mother of the cop that witnessed it all, Terrence Yakey, and the... head grand juror, Bobby Heidelberg, who was threatened with firearms by the FBI to stop calling witnesses. And a lot of people have been killed over this. It's just not fun to get up here and say this person is involved in Oklahoma City up to his eyeballs. This is a scary person. And it's not that I'm even scared of him. I'm here calling him out on air. It's just that don't I get any little... vacations. I mean, I am having a moral struggle right now. I do not want to go down to UT tomorrow. And I know you don't want to either. But, you know, we got to go down there. Man. I'd rather stick my hand in a blender when it's turned on than be around these people, man. Because when you know you're dealing with a killer and you know they think it's funny, and again, it's not even being around the killer that's the problem. It's watching the red carpet for them. It's watching the religious worship of the demon that I have trouble dealing with. Eric Holder coming to University of Texas tomorrow. Doors open at 5:15. I would imagine he's probably going to speak at 6 then. Notice they don't even say when he's going to speak. I guess his security detail doesn't want anybody knowing. Because after all, the American people are the terrorist. Coming up after the break, Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Well, they've been doing it for decades. They love taking people like Congressman Hansen and others that almost got rid of the IRS. And they drove him around off and on for months till his feet all popped and exploded. And the bones were sticking out and rotted and got gangrene. They thought that was real funny. They made him defecate in his pants for weeks on end. That's the kind of people our government is, just murdering scum, absolute filth, directly out of the pit of hell. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. White House removed language that would have protected Americans from Section 1031. How do we know this? The main sponsor of the bill, Carl Levin, has come out and said, don't blame us, Obama asked for this. That was kind of like, with Senator Dodd years ago. There was a provision in there, and then the government, the president criticized him, and he said, "Well, you asked for this. What was it? It was the provisions for immunity for the big banks in the stimulus package." And then Obama criticized Dodd and said he had added it. And then Dodd came out and said, "Here's the memo from the White House asking me to add it." Well, the same thing happened with Carl Levin. So there's no honor among these criminals either. And he has come out and said that it was Obama who required indefinite detainment bill to include U.S. citizens. I'll play that clip. And then who are the terrorists? Army posts job for internment specialist following KBR call for FEMA camp subcontractors. On top of it, a new ad for domestic thugs and ghouls to run the little vampire facilities. And then I have that other stack of news where Homeland Security infiltrates Occupy Wall Street looking for domestic terrorists. Air Force working with local police in the Dakotas uses predator drones against citizens. They're now rolling out lasers, sonic cannons, and microwave guns against the American people en masse as the bankers literally rob everything, including everything nailed down, while jacking the food and water supply with poison and shipping guns into Mexico.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
During a break, and so I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, when you got somebody that ran Oklahoma City, you got somebody shipping guns into Mexico, caught red-handed to blame the Second Amendment, as the memos say. This is a confirmed super wicked evil person. 8 federal agencies and federal court have had to admit they do ship drugs in, they do launder money. Man, including they got all that sex trade stuff, including in kids. And he himself is just a pimp. He himself is just a minion. You got all these bankers removed from all the stuff they do. They got henchmen like Holder that are down there doing it all. It's just ugh. And he's going to come here and be honored. It's so disgusting. And the Republicans won't even go after him on Fast and Furious when he's caught red-handed, because Holder said a month ago, Bush was doing the same program. Drop it. And Issa said, yes, sir. Obama, it's up to you. That's the problem with corruption. Once you get them all corrupt at any level, none of them can stop each other from new levels of corruption because they're all in on it. And then it gets worse and worse and worse. Do you understand that? You can't play games with this. And I don't like having to get up here and expose murderers. They're dangerous. But you know what? The final equation, whatever, I'm in God's hands. Somebody has got to bring these people to justice because they're not going to stop. We're going to get an article out at InfoWars.com. Now, I mentioned this. This is our top story today. And as usual, I don't get to my top story until about an hour into the show. Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Remember, the ACLU and others came out and said, Obama's going to veto it. And I said, wait a minute. They put out this letter. I have a copy of that. How does the president have the right to target killing of U.S. citizens? ABC News, his lawyers came out and said, we're going to veto this because we don't want Congress to even say they have power over law. When Congress makes the law, the president executes. I will launch wars. I will torture. I will kill. I will secretly arrest and kill U.S. citizens if I want, and I'm doing it. But the media let him have his cake and eat it, too. The media said he is a humanitarian. Really, here's Senator Carl Levin. After he got heat for this, he came out last week, this is on the Senate floor, and broke this down, and it's in our article, Obama administration demanded power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens. Here it is. The clip.
The senator is familiar with the fact that the language which precluded the application of Section 1031 to American citizens was in the bill that we originally approved in the Armed Services Committee, and the administration asked us to remove the language which says that U.S. citizens and lawful residents would not be subject to this section. Is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration that asked us to remove the very language which we had in the bill which passed the committee, and that we removed it at the request of the administration, that would have said that this determination would not apply to U.S. citizens and lawful residents? I'm just wondering, is the senator familiar with the fact that it was the administration which asked us to remove the very language, the absence of which is now objected to by the senator from Illinois?
I'm familiar now because the senator from Michigan has shared that fact with me.
And then the other senator agrees. Okay, they're familiar now. Now, remember, so we couldn't stop this. They made it a debate about whether it affected U.S. citizens for 2 weeks and called me a liar. And they still got mainstream newspapers I won't even respond to last week saying I'm a liar and Ron Paul's a liar. Headlines like false alarm over a detention bill. Oh, yeah. And then once they got it through, they go, you know what? The president was for it, and it's for you, and he's going to sign it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.